Can't get enough of that brotherly love. We are offended, but you should still listen to that other podcast. The Super Brophy Brothers Podcast.
Yo, it's the podcast. February 17th, 2013. Sunday.
Podcast number, Honey Buns.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
What
number is this? I don't actually know.
174. Much better than not that.
Shit. All so right. How's it going? How's yeah. it doing? How's it yeah. going?
Well, I don't know. Whatever. It's going.
It's going.
Mom, for some reason, got me some presents for her birthday. from Banana Republic.
That's nice of her.
Yeah. And she got me this hoodie that looks really awesome.
Yeah.
But the hoodie is nylon, and it looks like it's sewn into the jacket, and that the whole jacket would be waterproof, right?
Yeah.
But it's not. The nylon just ends, and then just goes to regular cloth. So if you're wearing this hoodie in the rain, the only part of you that won't get wet is your head. So
maybe it's meant to be worn with like a waterproof jacket that.
Yeah, but doesn't no, have but, a hood. But what's the point of that when you really think about it?
Yeah, it's pretty silly. Well, at least it looks cool.
So I don't know. I think it seems like it was just designed to trick old people because I was just like, you know what? This is the ultimate in fashion bullshit. I can't not take this. Like Mom said, if you don't like it, take it back. So I'm like, you know what? I can't keep
it. Can't wear it in good conscience.
I can't own this. I can't own this fucking bullshit hoodie that's pretending to be waterproof. It literally has a faux double zipper to make it look like you're wearing. It looks like you're wearing a rain slicker under a hoodie.
Okay, but it's one of those.
It's like a zipper and then another pointless zipper.
Right.
But the under layer, it's not actually nylon all around you. It's just like 2 inches of nylon down the front strip of your chest. So yeah, I can't own that device.
Okay.
So I took it back. I got myself a nice orange thing. It's great.
Orange Julius.
And I actually used a 40% off coupon with the store credit that I got back.
Yeah.
So I can actually get two things. I'm going to go back tomorrow. I'm going to get myself a nice blue Julius. got it all picked out. But I have a coupon that literally I can only use tomorrow. So... Thanks a lot, banana, stupid face, idiot house. I wrote down this idea about the hoodie, that I'd have this hoodie and I'd be like, it's pretending to be waterproof? More like banana re-bullshit. I don't know if that's funny, though.
Probably not, but maybe flesh it out a little bit. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, I also had a funny experience when I was getting my orange, John. This guy, we were kind of just both like, you know when you're in a store and you're like browsing, but you're like awkwardly browsing at the same pace as someone else?
Yeah.
So you're just like kind of keep being next to them?
Yeah.
That was happening. And then we were in a showroom in the fucking Banana Republic, and he comes up to me, he's like, excuse me, do you know where I can find the shirt that's on that mannequin?
And you work there?
And so, yeah, I just, like, my mouth is just agape, and I'm, like, looking at him, and I'm about to say, like, you must think I work here, but no. And he's just, like, before I even talk, he's just, like, oh, those are headphones. I thought you had, like, a headpiece. And I was, like, no, man.
Nah, dog.
Nah. And I said, what I actually said was, I'm glad you think I'm styling enough to be a Banana Republic employee.
Yeah.
And he walked away.
This is the segment called Jake Tries to Interact with People.
Well, I think it was like, see, this is, I think he was being racist, because I think that, well, he was a young African-American man, and he sees a tall, slender, pasty nerd with a cool-looking jacket in a Banana Republic. He's like, well, of course that guy works here. Why wouldn't he?
Yeah, this is just where he probably lives here.
I was like, excuse me, sir, would you like me to eat a cheeseburger and rev up my Harley for you? As long as you're being racist?
Those are the fastest white stereotypes you can come up with.
Listen, it wasn't my best work. It didn't really fit in with the whole Banana Republic pastiche, but you know what? I do my best. Yeah.
No, it was good.
I do my best.
Props on that.
Oh, thank you. So yeah, I don't know if you think that those ideas could be combined into what, like, the...
I don't know, man. That sounds like a lot of work. But maybe some other time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think that's going to be ever funnier than it is now?
I'm just feeling lazy. Like, I don't really want to spend an hour and a half.
Oh, I don't know what you think is going to happen.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you think that I have some hot shit?
I guess I thought you might have had something.
I might, but I might not.
Well, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. We got other things to talk about.
Oh my god. Just kill yourself. Like, actually go kill yourself now.
I thought that would be a good place.
On air, because that's the only way you can repent.
I thought that would be a good place for a burp.
I had a good idea when I was... See, the problem is, a lot of times I come up with good ideas when I'm biking, because there's nothing to really, like, think about. Like, obviously you're thinking about where you're going, but that doesn't take your, like, language facility part of your brain mind.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I have good ideas when I'm biking, but then the challenge is to recall them when I'm not on a bicycle. So that's hard.
You just hook up a recording device that's like always recording you, and you just like yell out the ideas out loud while you're biking.
Sounds awesome. But yeah.
Like, one of the things... You just dictate the dialogue of a comic while you're biking down the streets of Philly.
Yeah. You could just put that as a WAV file attached to the comic. Fuck shit.
So I guess Joystick just hates us, huh?
Yeah, because they only put five comics in there.
Yeah, it was not only did they like not put us, they had less comics than usual, so they just like could have fit us in, and they just didn't.
I just don't think that like whoever reads the tip passes it along to the guy who does the roundup. Either that, or they've made a conscious effort to not publish us.
Yeah, maybe after the Deus Ex debacle, they were just like, man, these guys.
Or maybe they don't like the fact that...
They post fucking, like, Ritual Shackles every week, and that comic is ass. So I don't know.
It must just be because that we're not established. I feel like...
Yeah, I guess.
I could be wrong, but...
It might also be because we're not a video game comic. I don't know. But I was... I thought that was a sure thing. I thought that comic was really good. So I was kind of disappointed, but whatever.
Do you want to go over the comments for the Ni No Kuni comic?
The comments? Sure, yeah.
So they're pretty good.
Oh, man.
And by good, I mean awesome.
Damn FAQs always brings home the gold for best negative comments.
I would say they didn't slack on this one.
They did not. They certainly did not. They said things that I was just... I could... Like, they were so abrasive and negative to such an exaggerated extent that I had trouble actually like wrapping my mind around the logic.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
someone on another forum gave us
what just happened.
I closed the tab accidentally.
Oh. But,
like a second before I meant to.
Caused you to have a little bit of a moment there.
I sure did. So on ps3trophies.org, which is a real website, I guess.
.org?
Yeah.
It's a non-profit.
So, someone said, nice! And they gave us two little happy emojis.
Right.
So that's probably the best response we got.
We got one other good one, I think.
Yeah, somewhere in this onslaught of game FAQ comments, you'll hear the nice one. Kind of peppered in there.
Yeah, see if you can figure out which one it is.
So the first and arguably the best comment is...
Oh, my favorite.
What an ugly... All right, let me say, just in case we didn't make it clear, we're talking about the Ni No Kuni comic where Eli gets stabbed in the knees by a cat.
Yeah. If you didn't read it yet, sorry about the spoilers.
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing listening to this, though.
Yeah.
Weirdo. The first comment is, what an ugly, unfunny comic. Pretty much short and sweet there. Right? It's really right in the sweet spot.
I'm not, like, so fucking, like... bonered for myself that I think that my art is like the best thing ever, but there's no way you can say that comic is ugly. Come on.
I mean I guess it's all subjective.
What's ugly about it? I'm sorry, I just don't...
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder, right?
Maybe I guess it's not objective.
Maybe Perforbit doesn't think that, you know,
but just, well, not only on just like a basic artistic level do I not think it's ugly, but relative to every other webcomic, this is getting close to top tier of what you would see. So I don't really know what...
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's...
I think that's hilarious.
I think it speaks for itself.
Yeah. I was like... I read that comic, like, I was just like, what? Huh?
Then this next comic, which is awesome, because literally the morning that I posted it, before we got these comments, I was like, you know what? I wonder if anyone... on the internet, probably, but I wonder if anyone will be so pedantic that they call us out for not strictly adhering to the gameplay mechanics.
Yeah. That would have been really funny if we, like,
yeah,
just made a comic that was...
like a screenshot of the game.
Yeah, like, it was just like a play-by-play of a battle. Like, what do you want?
Yeah, so, I'm sorry we took a little bit of creative license with what can happen in the game, but he said... but you don't do any sort of negotiations. You beat them into submission, then brainwash them. Yeah. Thank you.
So the funny comic to him would have been, like, probably us brutally beating up the Catman, and then, like, you know, it would have been an exaggerated version of what you do.
Right.
Instead of, you know, taking it in a different direction.
Yeah.
Which is probably what another comic has done, I'm sure, at this point.
Maybe. Next one is, yawn. Wasted time reading it.
Wasted even more time posting about it.
Yeah, you sure did.
You put a lot of thought into this one.
You are a commenter on gamefaqs.com.
Yeah.
Next one. Oh, this is the same person. He said, this is funnier, and then he posted literally the exact same Ctrl-Alt-Delete that we were making fun of when we wrote the comic.
Yeah, that was my favorite part. Not only did he post the Ctrl-Alt-Delete comic, he didn't link to the actual site.
Yeah, I know. He, like, he linked to some, like, fucking weird... you know, aggregate that just steals.
It was like a repost of the comic on another thing, like a forum. And I was just like, why, first of all? And second of all, that just invalidated your opinion completely.
And that means that guy not only is wasting his time on Game FAQs, he's also wasting his time on this weird, like, funny pictures aggregate website.
Yeah, so there's two ways to take that. One is that he legitimately thinks Ctrl-Alt-Delete is funnier than our comic.
Well, he does. That's clear.
Or he's trolling. I think Ctrl-Alt-Delete is a fairly obvious, like, could be taken as trolling a lot of the time.
But I don't...
Because that's like... I feel like there's the people who like that comic, and then there's people who obviously know that it's shit.
Okay, and, well, I don't know what the point of that is, but...
I don't fucking know what the point of any of these fuckers is.
Here's a nice comment. LOL, the comic is hilarious. Love the little details. Died when I see the nice alert pop up when Puss stabbed him. Okay.
Yeah, that's nice. I'm glad that I put that in. People seem to like that, I guess.
Yeah. Someone just posted a Virtual Shackles Ni No Kuni comic. I guess they just wanted to add that in.
Yeah, it's another comic that I've shit on more than once in this podcast.
Yep. And then we have someone who just literally quotes the first comment of what an ugly, unfunny comic, and adds nothing to the quote, which leads me to believe that just that seconded. they're sitting there, and they're just saying, you know what? I second that emotion.
Yeah,
you summed it up perfectly. I have nothing to add, but I will second that.
Yeah,
And then someone else who says that the nice alert popping up was the only funny part of the comic. So, all right.
Well,
glad you like that part.
Yeah, good thing I put that in there. Also,
good thing we got
completely
that.
Irredeemable otherwise.
Yeah, so that's
good
game FAQs.
Game facts.
Yeah, this isn't really a segment of us, like, being
you have to
sad.
Think, though, like, people spending a lot of time on the Ni No Kuni forums are probably taking the game pretty seriously. Which is why you get the comments like,
I mean,
you know, this isn't true to the game.
I just think they're children. I think it's 11-year-old children. I'm not really doing this segment to be like, look what these people, look how mean people are to us. I'm doing the segment to be like, look how awesome Game FAQs is.
I used to post on Game FAQs, and that was when I was in high school. And, you know, I didn't post like these motherfuckers, but.
But you posted.
I was a young budding gamer. Bitch, and I posted so I could make friends in Metal Gear Online. That's basically why I did it.
Right.
I didn't fucking shit on people like a douche. So that's something that I hope changes. Is the I really hope that somehow, as a people, we get past the whole anonymity problem on the internet, where it leads to people just being huge dickholes because they don't have to worry about repercussions.
So you're saying
that's not how society should work. That's all I'm saying.
So you're saying that you want everyone to have to put their first and last name as their username.
I don't know what I really don't know what I want.
You like that, like World of Warcraft?
I just would like people to fucking grow up. Is really it. I don't want regulations.
I think those were literally just children.
Oh, like, yeah, no, I'm not just speaking about Game FAQs. I'm just saying in general, like, people on the internet are just, a lot of them are take too much advantage of the fact that they know there's no consequences for their fucking stupid speech.
Yeah, I mean, I think the problem that you're getting at is that most people are just dumb shits and assholes. Like, it's not really a problem with the internet, it's a problem with just how people are.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You know?
It's just that when they're like interacting in society, they have to suppress it. Whereas on the internet, they can do whatever the fuck they want.
I mean, I think that's why we should start a third political party that just supports eugenics. I've been saying that for years, but no, nobody really wants to get on board. You know, for whatever reason.
Yeah, I couldn't even figure out why. So is that.
What?
I still love that comic, though. I think it's good.
Yeah, I liked it. Not mad at all.
Yeah. I was pretty happy that it came out.
Cool.
Yeah. So Mom really liked the comic, huh?
Her birthday comic, yes.
Yeah, she really liked it. She told me on the phone how much she loved, she told me she really liked the way I portrayed my younger self. It's a little, it came out very Penny Arcade, the version of myself, at least.
Yeah.
And, I kind of had to modify it a little bit so it wasn't so Penny Arcade. It was, like, more Penny Arcade than it is now. I didn't want it to look exactly the same.
Okay, well, that's probably not a terribly, terribly bad call.
Yeah. And then you ended up really just looking like way the fuck like Harry Potter. Like, I didn't even intend for that to happen.
I mean, that's why people call me Harry Potter when I was a child. Like, that, it wasn't just a.
Yeah, I know. I get that. But I'm like, this is just fucking Harry Potter right here.
Yep.
But yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. The comic took way longer than I thought it would. I don't know why. That comic took forever to fucking draw. I don't know why.
We're doing character design on basically three new characters.
Yeah, that's true. That was probably it. Just like doing the sketch of the first panel took me like an hour and a half. I was like trying to figure out everything, and yeah, it got a little bit tedious, but it was fun. I liked drawing the controller. That was fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
I hope people appreciated all the little doohickeys.
I'm sure that some people appreciated some of them.
I like, my favorite was a little snake coming out of, like, a buttonhole.
Yeah, I like him. He's a little snake.
Little snake. I had trouble with that panel, too. I was like, how am I going to show your face and also have the controller be big enough for you to see? And I had to keep moving shit around and figuring it out. Eventually it worked out. People think this shit is easy. People think you just make a comic, you're like, oh, this guy goes here and he's holding this. No. It's not easy. You gotta do shit.
What would you say to somebody who said that comic writing and drawing is literally impossible?
Wait, what would I say to somebody who said that?
Yeah. You probably say no. It's actually possible.
It's actually totally doable.
We do it every day.
We do it a lot.
It's like, why would you think it's impossible?
That's just silly.
Silly.
For some people, it is.
Yeah, like for a brain in a jar.
Like for someone who's a rock?
Or a brain in a jar.
Yeah.
Well, actually, a brain in a jar could probably do my job kind of okay.
Well, you wouldn't be able to vocalize, that's a problem.
Yeah, unless you had a synthesizer.
True. Activated by brain waves.
Well, or just signals.
Yeah.
What now?
Is there anything else you wanted to bring up? This is our public cast, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know what there are. I don't really care about anything.
Do we get any emails?
No.
We just like haven't gotten a single email in like 6 months.
Yeah, there's really no difference between the public podcast and the secret ones.
Yeah, that's fine. That doesn't bother me.
You know, if we ever get an email, then
it's only useful if like we want to talk about something that's relevant and like, you know, because this is the time. But I
definitely there's nothing relevant that I ever have to say.
Did you hear that? You know about how the Pope stepped down? We talked about that.
Yeah, we tried to make a comic about it.
Do you know that he was very shortly after indicted for molesting kids?
I mean, I didn't know that.
But you're not surprised.
And yet, at the same time, I didn't not know it.
You knew it in your heart?
I knew it in my baby dick.
Now, that's I have no idea how true that is. That's hearsay. I heard that from one of my friends. Maybe he was lying to me, but I'm pretty sure the Pope got indicted for molesting kids or touching kids or something.
I mean, I don't really know the man, so...
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, that doesn't really change facts.
I mean, I don't know why anybody was surprised. The motherfucker looks like Emperor Palpatine. I don't know why he wouldn't be molesting kids.
I mean, yeah, sure. Like I said last time when we were talking about this shit, I just don't really care about Pope shit.
Oh, no. I mean, neither do I. I just think it's funny.
It's like, I wish...
He retires because he's, like, too old for this shit, and then he's like, oh, yeah, by the way.
By the way, I was watching baby dicks.
I was diddling.
Diddling. Twiddling some diddles.
Yeah.
I guess it would be better if he hadn't been. I'll say that much.
Yeah. You know? Especially for those kids.
I want to come out on the right side of the issues.
Because, like, you know how, like, kids who got touched by priests, like, they'd have to repress it because, you know, the priest is a big part of the community and it's, like, a lot of pressure. If you get diddled by the Pope, like, how do you tell someone that, like, who's going to believe you? Like, the Pope touched my Jimmy Jams. Like, that's not going to...
Well, I mean, Jesus touches my dick every night, but no one believes me.
But that's a good touch.
Well, it's a good touch, but does that make it any less... of a truth?
No, not necessarily.
So I want to be believed all the same.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to make a comic?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
You want to make it about Banana Republic?
Do you think we can do it?
I don't know. Is that like, is that funny enough, or are those just like mediocre?
The problem I think I'm having with.
It's kind of convoluted to explain how bullshit this hoodie is.
That's what I'm thinking. It's pretty convoluted. The jacket thing is definitely too convoluted. It's going to require way too much explanation, and the payoff isn't going to be worth it.
Yeah.
I think if there's anything, we should examine the black guy thinking he worked there, but I don't even know if that's going to be that funny.
Yeah, because like, it's like one of those things where it's really funny for real life, but for fiction, it's just contrived.
Well, yeah, it's like how your people are always like, You should make that into a comic, like when something funny happens, and it's like, you don't really...
Yeah, it doesn't...
Like, you have to kind of be a dick, because it's like, yeah, I'm sorry, like, that's funny, but you don't really know...
Well, the thing is like...
It's hard to just say you don't really know shit about comic writing to someone's face.
Yeah.
But it takes time to learn, like, writing comics is so different from writing other things, like, it's...
Yeah, so it might just be a funny thing that happened in life, but in comics, it's like, well, why would you choose to make that a premise?
Exactly. And then you see comics like that, and you're like, yeah, I mean, we've done it, so, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. It would be hard to premises.
Yeah. We've done some pretty whack-ass premises before.
We have. Like, I think, like, about an example of that, I don't know, how I like the comic, but that thing where, like, there was that girl clipping nails in my classroom.
Oh, yeah, that's, like, such a...
It's a weird place to start and just expect.
But we twisted it and we turned it and we made it into something pretty good, I think.
Yeah, I like where we went with the comic, but I still think the premise, like, was contrived just by virtue of being real.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's weird that that is bad.
That comic's worth it to me just for the image of her hanging from a branch by her teeth.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's, like, my favorite image from that.
But, and I think we do overanalyze our comics, so we probably are too... I feel like
I overanalyze everything, but...
I'm probably too critical of our stuff.
I'm less critical than I used to be. I'm definitely more confident that, like, my art is good now, and I think the writing is a lot better.
Mm.
It's just that when I look at the older stuff compared to what we were writing, and
anyway,
now it's not as good.
Shut up your mouth.
It's the trouble.
I feel like we talk about ourselves too much.
What do you think about, like...
about us?
No, I was going to say, like, what do you think about, like, Dave Mercier doing, like, a redo of one of his old strips? Like, I thought that was kind of a strange move.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
I don't know why you would invest the time.
I mean, it's pretty self-indulgent.
Yeah,
I don't mean that as an insult, but it's just like...
No, yeah, it's just...
That's how it comes off, regardless of intention.
It comes off that way, and I think maybe part of it is, like, we wouldn't do it because we're two people, and we, you know, we're writing it together and bounce ideas. I think maybe for him, sometimes it's harder to come up with new things, and
he's also more interested in illustration than
writing. Yeah, he cares more. I think he cares a lot about the art aspect of it, maybe more than the writing.
But anyway.
But, like, I feel like it would be disingenuous to go back and, like, redraw one of our first comics or something.
Yeah, I know that wasn't his intention, but
I still think he's a great guy, and I think he makes awesome comics.
I mean, it could be cool in a way, like, I don't know, if we got to, like, 1,000 comics and, like, you redrew the first one, but actually good. It would be kind of cool. Like,
it'd be kind of neat, but, like, I would just rather make a new comic.
Yeah.
But like, it was funny because
tell the same joke again?
Lately, I was like, he's making one too many comics about him being lonely, and then the next comic was, like, making fun of himself for that, and I was like, okay. Good job. Well played, sir.
I mean, some comics have a theme, and it's fine.
Yeah, but it was like...
We specifically try to go for kind of grab bag, like,
yeah,
variety humor.
But, like, it was like a string of, like, 5 comics where they're all, like, I'm lonely, I do things up by myself, look how sad I am. And it was just, like, it was more depressing than his usual stuff. But, it's still, you know, it's still funny in his way. And by the way, I guess I should mention that this is the comic I'm talking about is Merkworks. You can go find it over at merkworks.net. It's great. Great strip.
Cool.
Okay, so...
We should probably just write a comic.
We should. So, yeah, I'm not so sure about this Banana Republic thing. But
yeah, I don't know. I'm probably not.
Listen, it's a matter of... We could do it, but it would take a long time, probably. So, the question is of...
Well, I think we could... We'd have to come up with a... Before we even tried to hammer out any details, we'd have to come up with, like, a good punchline that would make it worth it.
A good punchline, and we'd have to change, like... I think we have to change the reason why he mistakes you. I think the headset thing is kind of weird.
Yeah, because...
And convoluted.
It is weird, yeah.
Yeah. It should be something simpler. Like, it could just be, like, a semi-racist sort of thing, where...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really like it at all, actually.
Okay.
I don't know.
Let's write something else. I don't love it, but, you know, I want to make sure we don't waste any potential.
Yeah, I mean,
but yeah, I definitely don't feel strongly about investing time in this idea, so we could just move on.
Maybe it sucks.
It might.
Wait, are we close to, like, comic 200 or some shit?
Yeah, we're pretty close. I just drew
180. Oh, we're not that close.
I just drew 180. Yeah, but we're close to the 2-year mark.
That's true.
I don't know if did you want to do something for comic 200?
Well, what are we? I think we need to choose what we celebrate. Do we celebrate every 100 comics or do we celebrate every year?
I don't know if we need to do either.
Or,
I'm saying I don't think other comics really do that. I think we should do the bigger ones, like 500 comics, 1,000 comics, you know? I don't know, or maybe like 300 comics. I don't know about 200.
Yeah, let's just say fuck it.
I say fuck it. Fuck you know it. It's just drawing too much attention to like look at me. Yeah. A lot of comics. Yeah. I mean, I'll probably post like in the Facebook something about like, hey, you got. Yeah, I've been 3 years strong. Thanks for the support.
Hey, look at me.
Thanks for the support. 63 people. Only half of you who will see this because of Facebook. Thank you.
Everything that we've been talking about is making me depressed. But I think we need to move on.
Yeah.
So I was thinking of this idea where like I don't know about this. I'm confused.
Okay. I have no information, so I really I don't know what's happening.
Alright, so you know that idea where you're like you were saying how you're universally attractive?
Oh yeah.
So I wrote this like maybe you're looking in the mirror and you're like, God, I'm sexy. And I say, what makes you think you're so attractive? And you say, it's not a matter of opinion. I'm universally attractive. Yeah. And then Dad, when you said that, he said, well, who told you that? And you said, everyone. So then there's...
Oh,
there's
yeah, that was the real conversation?
Yeah. So I say, who told you that? You say, everyone. And I say, well, I never said that. I'm a one. And then you have a talk boy. And you had recorded me saying, what makes you think you're so attractive? And you just play back the part that says, you're so attractive.
That's really hard to explain.
Well, we could quote with the question mark and like a dash to show that's the second half of the sentence.
I think that's still too convoluted.
Well, shit.
Yeah. Sorry.
Why? Are you sure?
I think so. I think it's like, it's too much of a like, what's going on? I don't even know if it's funny enough. Well, I think that's kind of like a fizzle punch, too.
Well, it's not the end.
Oh.
Idiot.
Okay. You fucking, well, tell me what the rest of it is.
You fucking fool. Well, I'm not sure, but what I wrote here is, I say, is that a talk boy? And you say, yes. And I ask you, where'd you get it? And you say, who knows? It was probably a gift from one of my many lovers.
Yeah. Boy. Well, is that the thing that, like, what the fuck is a talk boy?
It's like this, like, tape recorder. Like, I think it actually uses a cassette. Like, it was a toy from the 90s.
Are you talking about Yak Packs?
No, talk boy. You can Google it if you want.
This is so...
But we could also do it with Yak Packs.
Yeah.
Because that's also really funny.
Yeah, it's a portable variable speed cassette player and recorder manufactured by Tiger. Tiger doesn't even exist anymore. That's how fucking old this is. It's just part of Hasbro.
See what it looks like and see which one you think looks funnier.
Oh, okay.
We could also work in that idea, if you're looking in a mirror, that like of when I said, be careful. Like maybe say, I love looking at myself, and I say, be careful, you might look back. Right. There's also that idea. I don't know if it's compatible.
Yeah, so... Sorry, I zoned out of what you were saying.
Oh, I hate you. I hate you right in the butt.
So the Yak Back looks like more of a goofy, like, 90s device. And the Talk Boy looks like more of a... Like a retro tape recorder with, like, some weird doohickey sticking off it. So they both look... They both have some value.
Yeah.
I think that the Talk Boy might be a better fit.
Well, maybe we should decide... Do you like this? Do you think this is a good base?
I think it's real weird.
Real weird?
Yeah, I don't know.
We could work with it until it's funny enough. Because it's kind of a base.
Yeah, we might not want to do Talkboy. Or like some... Because like, who the fuck is going to know what that is? Like, I barely even
Which one
know.
Was more popular?
What?
How do we know which one was more popular?
Oh. Well, I mean, I
We should probably go with that.
I thought that you meant Yak Back, so... I'm surprised I remembered Yak Back, but that was such a, I think it was like a short fad, these little recording devices.
Well, everything from the 90s, all the toys.
Yeah, were, yeah. There's so much bullshit in the 90s.
Yeah, I saw TV commercials for this shit, and you always wanted every shit, and then you never got any shit.
I think it's still kind of like that. It must be, right?
Yeah, probably.
For like, kids?
So is there little, like, Easy Bake Ovens and shit?
Probably.
Fuck.
They probably have little gay little toys.
Gay little toys.
It might be more video game stuff now, though, like the Wii U and stuff.
Yeah.
And like, kids want the Kinect.
Gay little boys.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so put the... right... Wait, or do you have this written down?
Oh, yeah.
Let's try and work with it. I guess you might as well try.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like we actually got behind somehow. I thought I calculated it out well, but I think we're behind a podcast. We might as well record two times next weekend.
Shit.
I don't know why. I don't know what happened there.
God, I'm sexy. Oh, okay. I think for this to work, we might need to have a panel of me, like, rewinding the talk boy. So it's, oh, like, what, it's, like, it's, a like, beat. It's, like, what is he doing? And then it's, like, we maybe have some kind of sound effect for me rewinding, and then, like, I'm playing it.
Yeah.
There's probably still need to make it more clear somehow that I'm playing back. Because the problem here is that we're not actually hearing anything.
I mean, you could have a little, those two triangles, the rewind symbol. You could just have that popping out, that symbol,
mm-hmm.
of the button you're pressing,
right?
You know,
but
shit like that.
I guess I'd be. How would I be recording you in one? Am I like recording you behind my back or something? Like
you, yeah. We just don't see that you. It was on record.
Yeah.
So maybe we could have a rewind symbol in two, and then in three a play symbol.
Yeah.
Pressing the other button.
So what we need is, we need to figure out this wonkiness with this recording device.
Well, I think we just, I thought we just did that. I thought that's what I just
said. We'll see. And we need to write a punchline.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, right now it's like, this is like old hat.
I mean, I guess the first punchline that just came to my head is, are you your many lovers?
Right. That's okay.
That's pretty, yeah, it's pretty run of the mill.
Yeah, run of the old dick mill.
I guess this is also going to turn to, if we want to have a discrete panel for another punchline, then it's going to turn to four panels.
Yeah, well, that's my fault, because I suggested
the beat.
I feel like we're turning into a four-panel comic.
Well, no, I think if we go like 100 comics in a row.
Yeah. But like we've been doing a lot of four panelers, but yeah, it doesn't really bother me. It just takes more of my time. It makes me cry.
But what happens when something bothers you?
What?
What happens when something really bothers you?
You mean real life?
I'm saying if it doesn't bother you, but it makes you cry.
Oh. Yeah, you don't want to know.
You like cry at your dick.
Yeah, cry at my butt.
Whoa.
Yeah,
I got some butt stories.
Tell you what,
I don't know if I want them to be divulged to the public as of yet, so maybe I'll save it for next time when we record in secret. I'll talk about my butt.
It's a private record.
Yeah, so...
Listen, if we save all the butt talk for the secret episodes, how to play Help Us Get Funded.
Yeah, well, people will have a huge incentive.
Ooh, yeah.
They'll have a huge incentive, like my badonkadonk is huge.
Except not at all.
Except for when you honka honka, the badonkadonka.
Me and you are not gifted in the butt department.
Well, I'd say my butt... let me take another running start of that. I'd say my butt is very hairy...
Uh-huh.
And the hair is like, it's like another layer. It's like a, it's like the ozone layer of my butt.
It's, and it's like when you're ozone. Wearing pants, it actually makes your butt look bigger because it all gets padded down and makes like a, it's like an extra inch of butt.
It's like the canopy of a subtropical forest. You know, sometimes people get trapped in it and they can't actually get out.
They're skeletons. There's skeletons in your butt hair.
I mean, I usually try and get to the, you know, like the chop shop or something, so they could weed whack my butt hair, so that they can free themselves and live a nice full life. But yeah, they usually suffocate and die in my butt, right? Oh, in my butt, in my butt.
You got all the gross body hair genes. Like I think you used them all up, and then when I was born, there was just, yeah, I just got normal hair.
Sure. Let's go with that.
I don't know why that happened.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't have gross like back hair and stuff. I don't have any hair on my back.
Okay. I don't know.
It's fucking smooth as a baby's dick.
I don't know what that's supposed to do for me.
It's supposed to make you jealous. Cause I can't fucking throw a Velcro dart at my back and have it stick.
Yeah, but it's harder for people to climb it.
It's true. To get to your magical weak point.
Imagine there's a very short chimpanzee-esque doctor who had to give you the Heimlich. You know, what's he going to grip? He's just going to slip right off. Then he's going to need the Heimlich.
Right.
Because he always likes to climb backs with some chewing gum in his mouth.
Yeah.
He's gonna swallow it when he falls.
Yep. He sure is.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Alright, so we gotta come out of left field with a punchline here.
Okay.
We gotta hit him right where they don't think they're gonna get hit.
Okay, let's think about it.
Right.
Alright. I feel like maybe you shouldn't be looking in a mirror if we want to save that you might look back joke, if you think it's worth using ever.
Wait, say what?
You know that joke I thought of a while ago where it's like you'd be looking at yourself in a mirror and say I love looking at myself, and I say be careful, you might look back one day. So if that joke is too hard to incorporate into this, then we could save. We cannot have you be looking in the mirror for this one, so that we could use that another time.
Right. Yeah, we probably wanted two comics where I'm looking in a mirror. You know, we already have one.
Right. But we probably...
That was more acceptable, because it was magical.
We probably won't have three.
Right.
And if we get three, we probably won't have
so
five.
So why would I be saying, God, I'm sexy?
I don't know, maybe you have like a... You have some new stirrups.
Stirrups?
Stirrups.
Right.
Or, you know, just anything that you like.
Hmm.
Maybe something else. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like a chap.
Ballless chaps.
One chap. They could be bald. I'm not particular about that.
I didn't say bald.
I thought you said ballless.
I did say ballless.
So I'm saying they could be bald or ballless. It doesn't make a difference to me.
What's bald?
That's the opposite of ballless.
So it's just a dick?
No, it's just bald. The chaps are bald. Your balls are fully bald. They're not ballless. I mean, I just don't know how much clearer I can be.
I wasn't getting the language there.
Okay.
So,
yeah, let's see what can happen here. Maybe the fucking talk boy keeps playing, and then, like, there's something else that you recorded that you don't want to be heard. and then you could just say, like, I probably should have pressed stop.
Yeah. I think that's a good angle. I think we definitely... Yeah, this is a good thing to think about is with comedy in general is like if you have a gimmick or something that you're using, you want to try and exhaust that.
Take advantage of it because you're not
going to get it. Yeah, you want to take full advantage.
Yeah.
So I think if we're going to do a joke about tape recorders, this is the time.
Yeah. I think that's perfect punchline. I probably should have pressed out. Because it's just like keeps playing. Like, what does it say?
Yeah, that's the thing we have to actually think of.
I think whatever it is, it has to start with note to self.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what I guess we have to think of the perfect thing to fit in there.
Yeah, it could be... We have to think about what kind of vein we want to go in. So we want to go in, like, the creepy vein, or just, like, nonsensical, or what else is there?
I think it has to be, like, somewhat, like you said, out of left field, where it's just like, oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to really not be expecting it.
Testiclats.
Testiclats?
I just said that, but... It doesn't relate to anything.
Good.
This is a talk boy, right? We're doing talk boy.
Oh, so.
Yeah, so I feel like talk boy is like a tape. So it's like it could have been taped over when I was recorded. I think the Gag Bag was digital, so it wouldn't make as much sense for it to go into another recorder.
I mean, it could just be a tape recorder.
I think it's funny if it's a talk boy. You know, because a talk boy, like. If people don't know what it is, they'll assume it's just a tape recorder because it looks like that. It looks like a cassette tape.
Yeah, I'll probably make it a little bit bigger than it actually is so people can tell what it is.
Yeah, but don't make it too big because like, then it won't
seem like it's not going to be huge, but it's still going to be handheld. But
yeah, it should still seem like it's cassette sized. Man, it's hard. It's hard. Like yeah, we got the structure down.
This is definitely this is a winning structure here. But it's what's the joke? I mean, it's not even what's the joke. It's just what can we put in here that's like amusing and fucking weird.
Yeah, it could be so many things. It's always hard to think when there's a lot of choices.
So we could decide that we want it to be something that has to actually do with my character.
I mean, yeah, but it probably. Will shape your character something that's, in some way.
Will shape, but also be related to what we already know.
Yeah.
So something about, like, me with women, like, being unsuccessful, or something about me being egotistical, but that's kind of already covering that.
And it's got to be something that makes you seem pathetic.
Yeah. That's definitely what I was thinking. Something pathetic.
But also prophetic.
It could be pathetic, but maybe almost endearing. Or, I don't know, maybe not. It's hard to, it's too abstract right now. You just gotta think of something.
It's like, note to self, this pair of underwear puts me in the chafe zone. Or
not weird enough. Not weird enough.
The blue boxers are a one-way express train to Chafe Tip Mountain.
it's like not.
No, no, I'm just.
It's funny. That's funny.
I'm thinking
it's
out loud.
Yeah, I got you. It's just not awkward enough.
Yeah.
It's got to be something like somewhat outrageous. Because like it would have to be something that would outrage you. Like not outrage, but like surprise maybe.
It's nothing with me, it's just that you feel embarrassed.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It has to be enough for, like, someone like me who's seems to be self-confident and, like, you know, assured to be actually embarrassed that somebody heard. Like,
yeah.
It has to be something... Yeah. It has to make sense that way.
Like, it was definitely just a note to yourself. It was not meant for anyone else.
Yeah, really, really just private stuff. If we can work an ass to mouth... I think then.
What?
Yeah, we probably shouldn't work in ass to mouth.
It's overboard, I think. If we could, yeah.
South Park did it already.
Oh.
Yeah. That's not why I brought it up. Like I just think ass to mouth is a funny concept.
Certainly.
It's kind of awful.
It's cutting edge.
Yeah.
It's the bleeding edge.
Ew.
I
didn't know what it was. Like I thought it was something else, and then I found out what it really was. I don't know if I want to go into detail.
What if it's like note to self, see if you can find a more sensitive Band-Aid for your pee-pee.
A softer
yeah, like a Band-Aid that would conform to the porous skin for your Peter. What if you say for your Peter?
I guess if there's something about here like about a penis injury, That could be kind of funny. Like, but, something personal and hygiene related, or just like, yeah, that might be a good way to go.
Or what if it could be like a business idea, like maybe some underwear that would contour exactly to the genitals. So it'd be like a bronze statue.
Genoware?
No. Maybe it shouldn't be about penises. Or your penis.
Yeah. Maybe not.
It could be like a reminder to buy something. This is so hard.
Yeah, because it could be anything. This is another one of those.
Yeah.
And like there's something... It's another thing where we're probably going to think of something... More likely, you're probably going to think of something that we're going to know right away that that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
It's not going to be like, oh, maybe. Yeah. Because imagine how much it would suck if we finished this comic and put it up, and then we were like, oh, we should have done X. Like, we should have...
Well, if that ever really happens, I don't have a problem retconning comics.
Retconning the... Yeah.
So, I'm not... Like, obviously... But obviously that's a huge pain in the ass, so...
It would feel a lot better to get it right, you know, just to stick it.
Yeah, I think we should feel confident about whatever we think of. But yeah. We should both know that it's good.
Know it in our heart of hearts.
Our heart of dicks.
Heart of farts.
Our dick of hearts. Like, it could be like, note to self, buy the King of Queens Blu-ray. But that's not very good.
No. That's too pedantic.
Pedantic? No, it's not.
You're pedantic.
If you don't know what pedantic means, that's clear.
Yeah, I don't. It sounded right in the context.
No, yeah, I think you just heard me say it before and you wanted to say it too.
Probably. I really like words, but I don't know what a lot of them mean.
Yeah, it's super embarrassing for me. To know you? Alright.
I know what it means now.
Cool. Glad. It means to be ostentatious in one's learning, for anyone who's listening and curious.
Yeah.
Or bi-curious, or tri-curious, even.
What's ostentatious mean?
Flamgasherous.
It means?
Overly showy.
Characterized by or given to pretentious or conspicuous show in an attempt to impress others.
There you go.
So, actually, I was being pedantic
when I misused
pedantic.
Kind of. A little bit. It's not really.
Sort of.
Kind of.
I'm like trying to prove that I know words.
I don't know if the connotation is usually used when the person is wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, I usually think of someone being pedantic as someone who's, like, acting like a know-it-all.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it still applies when you're acting like a know-it-all and you know nothing. Like, I don't know what the... I think the word for that is just half-wit.
See, I think what I meant to say was pedestrian.
Oh, perhaps.
So I'd probably figure pedantic would have a similar meaning, but I'm an idiot, so I didn't know that.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
There is human.
There's so many times where like somebody says a word in something, and I want to know what it means, and then I forget to look it up, and I never know.
It's I mean, I think a good way to know about what words you should learn is if like you hear a word and you're like, you know what, I know I've heard that other times. Like, I know it's not the first time I've heard it.
Yeah.
That's usually a good time to study the fuck up.
Yep.
Big up yourself. But if you, I mean, your note to self could be like, look up, and like it's like a word that's like not that advanced.
Look up the clitoris.
Look up where the clitoris is. But it could also be like, look up pariah. Someone said the word pariah, and I'm not sure what it means.
Yeah. Oh, by the way,
mm-hmm.
I found an image in my Google image search for Yakback that is strangely
relevant. Erotic. Oh, sorry, not erotic.
Well, maybe. I'm going to send it to you.
Okay. I'm going to describe what I see in painstaking detail. It's one of those
It's a meme generator.
Meme generator things.
Yeah.
We got a guy with a blonde mullet and says, couldn't afford a talk boy, got a yak back.
But don't.
That's not funny.
No.
That's not funny. That's not even a joke.
It's not funny at all, but it's actually weird how it's like, I guess talk boy and yak back are like competing devices.
Well, they're two similar things that are both 90s bullshit.
Yeah, but they're probably like around the same year or something.
Yeah.
Went through a lot of
that. Oh, so the talk boy is in Home Alone, so that means it's probably like somewhat wide known.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm more comfortable with that then.
Oh, it was originally conceived as a non-working prop for Home Alone 2.
Oh, and then they like...
And then in 90... a year after the movie, they made it into an actual thing.
Huh. Oh, because they fans wrote them letters.
Yeah, brought on by massive letter-writing campaign by young fans of the film. That's crazy.
That's pretty interesting. Yeah, like, slang in a movie became a product. I'm sure that's not the first time that's happened.
Yeah, probably not, but yeah, it's strange. Very strange. Very strange.
There's an article about this. Oh, what the fuck? This is like a... I love how reliable...
Dick sauce?
No, I was going to say, I love how reliable Wikipedia is, that its only reference for this article was... somebody's blog about
awesome
talk boys and yak facts.
I mean,
there's probably not a lot of source material about this shit.
I don't know. I don't really give a shit that much.
Good old Dickipedia.
Dickadidia. Derpadopada.
I love reading Wikipedia articles. What?
I
was going to say, I love reading the Wikipedia articles on like really basic things.
And then putting it in simple Wikipedia mode so you can read what it looks like to a foreigner.
What's simple Wikipedia?
It's like Wikipedia, but all the articles are translated into really simple language.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, let's see if I can
get... But yeah, like, if you just look up the Wikipedia article for penis, it's just like...
Here, let me do... What do you want to hear... What do you want to hear about in simple English?
I mean, my brain's going right to genitals. So right, I should maybe avoid that impulse, but...
Well, okay, well, I'm getting some dick pics that I have to look at for this, but...
I would have gone more for his vagina or something, but... Whatever you want, man.
You know, I don't really actually want to, because that's not cool.
Just do it for, like, a screwdriver or something.
Screwdriver or something. A screwdriver is a tool used to put in and tighten screws. They are also used to remove them.
Is that the whole thing?
Yeah.
So it like really simplifies.
Well, it's probably also more incomplete because it's not as commonly used.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's not as popular as regular Wikipedia, so it's not as...
Oh, it's not the same thing.
Right, it's a...
I thought it was like a feature of Wikipedia.
Yeah, I guess it's not literally translated. It's not like procedurally generated, but it's simple.
Cool.
Yeah. Tools, here's... I clicked on the tool article. Tools are things used to make tasks easier. Tools have changed over time. The first tools were made in the Stone Age and Bronze Age. Throughout history, people have made many new and more complicated tools. So that's about what you're going to get on there.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool if you like that.
If you like simple things.
We're clearly procrastinating, though.
Yeah.
Let's see. Matza hard.
Matza?
Matza hard.
Matza hard. Matza hard.
Oh.
I don't know why I thought that was so funny. It's probably because I got the brain problems.
Maybe you have to like get your Jimmy Jams pressed.
Pressed?
Yeah.
Or permed? Maybe get my pubes permed?
No.
Imagine that.
No.
Just imagine. just for a second. Just imagine that.
Okay, for a second. Ah.
Ah! Ew!
Ooh, my goodness.
Okay.
Let's get serious.
Let's get serious. I don't know why I did that.
That makes all of us.
What?
That makes all of us. I don't think we're capable of doing anything in an hour anymore. I think we're just done.
Yeah, we just have to be like, okay, we're writing a comic today. That's like 2 hours of my day that I'm never going to get back.
Shit.
Yeah. Plus, I'm still planning on drawing a comic today, so fuck.
Fuck. Fuck shit.
Maybe I'll do the whole thing.
I kind of just want to make Jerk Cities now.
Because they're awesome?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't do that.
Well, we actually, technically, we could. Because they're just made with this Microsoft comic program. Like, it's all, like, stock.
Oh, so, like, he doesn't really actually, like, draw things? Like, he...
Well, sometimes they, like, literally...
Did he make the characters, or are they from something?
No, they're just from, what is it called? Fucking...
Some program?
Microsoft Comic Chat.
Oh, so these are, like, little avatars.
Well, they're just, like, the pre-made characters for a comic-making program.
That's awesome.
Microsoft.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're like pre-made, and I'm guessing the backgrounds are like the same type of thing.
Yeah, they're all.
It has a really interesting aesthetic, I guess. But if it's all just generated by a program, that's pretty funny.
All the assets for the program were still made by an artist.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But it says to mess around with Microsoft Comic Chat, you will need access to an RFC 1459 compliant server. So good luck with knowing what the fuck that means. If you want to be able to make Trick City comics.
their vein, that's such a unique vein, and it's like, those comics almost just shouldn't be funny. But for some reason, it just works. Like, it's almost just all nonsense. But it's the best nonsense you'll ever read.
But sometimes it's not nonsense, and it's actually like really kind of avant-garde, but brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. That's a real... That's like a more of an acquired taste than our comic, I feel like.
Yeah, but like for me, who like I spend so much time exposing myself to comedy that I'm like, I feel like it's prepared me for this next level of like weird ass. Yeah,
just
shit.
Getting you just fucking keep going further and further off the rails.
Yeah, a little bit.
Until you get to the point where you find things funny that no one, literally no one else on the planet Earth does
or can even understand.
Yeah. You just start laughing at, like, sequences of different pitches of beeps at a certain point.
I mean, I do, but it's not because I get it. Sometimes it entertains me in a very base way.
Yeah. Do you think there's a comic in that? And, like, the idea of developing your sense of humor so far that you start to find things funny that are not funny?
Oh, undoubtedly, but I don't think we should worry about that right now.
Okay. Just want to make sure you think about that.
I mean, it's a pretty broad fucking concept. It's not really a...
Well, I actually kind of like the idea of, like, laughing at... Like, one panel is you, like, just listening to beeps and laughing. Like, that could be funny.
Yeah, but just that, unless we think of something, some sort of brilliant twist on that, that has been done to some extent. So I don't...
I probably am picking that up from something.
Yeah.
But the thing is that even though I like really developed humor like that, I also still really like more mainstream comedy as well. So
sure,
I can enjoy pretty much all comedy.
Yeah, I like a lot of different shits.
I find a lot of things funny. Like I watch some of the shows I watch are like not very developed in terms of like really well written humor, but I still laugh at them because they're just still funny.
Yeah, like, just kind
of... And I don't feel bad about it.
Well, shit. Whatever. I don't care. But, hopefully...
At least I get to walk around and not be a pretentious prick like you.
I didn't say I walk around like that. If anything, I don't. But I was going to say that hopefully that's the appeal to us, is that we have an eclectic enough sense of humor that we're kind of like a Mountain Roast blend. of that shits. I just, yeah, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that our appreciation for different types of humor is comes out in our comics.
Right,
I would hope so.
I think it does. I mean, yeah, I mean, we've been exposed to funny shit our whole lives. Like, just gonna keep on trucking. Fucking, yeah. I think my doorbell's ringing, and I have to answer it again.
Is it ringing or is it dinging?
I'll be right back.
Didn't have time to answer my question. That's what you call rude. That's what you call rude attitude. I guess I'll take this time to think instead of chattering away like some sort of chatterbox.
Alright, back.
I thought I would try and think of the punchline while you were gone, but I couldn't. I was thinking maybe like, note to self. Make a friend. Like, no, seriously. Actually, just make a friend.
That's pretty funny, but... Is that... Is that embarrassing? That is actually pretty embarrassing for me. I think. Because it's like I would never admit to being
friendless. Well, it's just that... The thing is that it's only funny if you really think about the fact that you were just alone with the tape recorder and you were like, you know what? I need to, like, tell myself... Like, I need to make this a thing on my to-do list.
Yeah.
Because it's really a problem.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. I'm not totally sold. I would need to think of a good way to word it.
Yeah.
Because it's easier for me to sell when I can do voice acting, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. If we just have it in text, it might just seem sad. Maybe not very funny.
Or just not... It might not read correctly. Like, people might not, like, get what it's supposed to imply.
Yeah.
It could just be something that's, like, really, really so boring that it's embarrassing. Like, note to self, you always overcook the broccoli. Don't cook the broccoli for more than 4 minutes.
Yeah, it's not funny.
It's fine.
It probably shouldn't be boring.
Ah!
What?
I went to adjust my headphones and my orange Julius that I just got, it, the zipper part of it went in my fingernail and it surprised me. Like, went under my fingernail. Because it was right near my headphones.
Right.
So that happened. Yeah? I just realized that, like, I was going to tell some good stories today, but because it was the public podcast, but then I realized I didn't want any of them to be public. So, yeah, so I guess I feel awkward today.
Uh-huh.
So it's probably just terrible. Terrible radio, but I hope that you didn't think it was.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm listen.
Not you, but
I know you didn't mean me, but I'm just
Juan.
Saying. I'm just
I hope Juan doesn't think that.
Juan?
One, like one, like the number, but different meaning.
Listen, Juan, we got your back. Trying to bring you the best comedy we can.
Juan, Don Juan, and Tron Juan. And why don't you pull up a few? Why don't you guys pull up four chairs, one for each of you? We got Don Juan, Tron Juan, and
Don Flamenco.
Don Flamenco. That's six altogether. So, yeah.
Put it in your mouth. I said, your motherfucking mouth. Or you can just eat me out. it's a hot track.
Great.
It's one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Look it up, put it in your mouth. It's a good song.
Yeah.
I want to spread it to the masses.
Okay, I want to spread a punchline to this comic to the masses that read it.
Spread it like the margarine of comedy.
Yeah, like Quing of Beans.
Quing of Beans?
Did I say Quing?
Did you make an amalgam between king and queen?
Did I literally say Quing?
It sounded to me like he said Queen.
Because I think that might have just been...
I doubt I just made that up. Like, I doubt I heard you say King and thought you said Queen. Because I'm pretty sure you said Queen.
Okay. What if you're like, note to self. New sitcom idea. Queen of Beans.
Queen of Beans. I actually think that if we go like sitcom idea route, this could be pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Queen of Beans,
like,
doesn't
or make an sense. Just an idea for something. I think when you said before that like an entrepreneurial or business idea or yeah, like an idea for a show, that could be embarrassing on a really personal level as well.
But I feel like that's always what these jokes are like.
Could be, yeah.
That's like always the route of it.
But the thing is that we could pull it off if we do it with our own zest.
Yeah, but I think I might want to avoid that because, like, that's, I feel like I've seen that joke in many different things.
Yeah, you're probably right.
That's why it's hard.
It's that much easier to just write what other people have already written.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's why most people do that.
Yeah. Okay. But we don't, because we're great.
We probably do to some extent, but I just hope
to a fairly large extent. But
I think that if you at least try to avoid it to the degree that you can realize you're doing it consciously, then you're making at least some effort.
Right. Well said.
I'm not sure if what I said was actually a statement.
I was gonna say it wasn't totally coherent. But good. It was almost nice.
Yeah. It's like I almost stuck it, but then I just said something and didn't quite end it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go on that.
There you go on that. I'm going to say something, which is that if we don't come up with anything in the next 15 minutes, then I'm just going to let you do it.
Shit. All right, I guess that's fair.
Yeah, it's either we're gonna come up with something pretty soon, or you're just gonna come up with something good later.
It could be like something that instantly contradicts the previous line. It's just like, note to self: I really wish I had any lovers. Like,
yeah, that could be kind of funny if we tie it all together. Like, note to self: I wish I was like as good looking as X, or yeah, something like that. I wish somebody loved me.
Sometimes I wish that everything I was wasn't bullshit.
Sometimes I wish that I knew I could understand love.
Sometimes I wish I could be genuine in some regard.
See, but this is the thing. The thing we want to think about here is, even though we don't do a lot of continuity stuff, you want to think about what this is saying about my character.
Yeah.
Because this is kind of, this is canon, and it's going to be saying something like, if we say something like that in this comic, then every time I'm self-absorbed in another comic, people are going to think I'm just bullshit.
Right.
Like I don't know if I want to make it seem like my character's always bullshit.
Yeah, but it's not that staining. It's not as staining as you think, because there's a certain amount of resettability.
There is.
You know, it tinges.
I mean, of course. There certainly is.
I think it tinges it a little bit more than it like permanently changes it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like each comic is kind of a possible universe, like a possible series of events.
Right.
Yeah, it's just like the hardest thing ever.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It's not easy. It's hard out here for a pimp.
It's hard in my pants for a John.
Yeah.
Because the Johns are like the customers, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah.
So yeah. It's like a...
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Are they tiptoeing around up there?
Yeah.
On your ceiling?
Titillating... Tyke.
Yep.
I was gonna try and go for alliteration, but actually say more than one actual word, and I didn't.
No.
I didn't do it.
No.
Yeah.
No. Nope.
Ugh. I'm putting a button in my nose. It's not giving me any ideas. Is it? Maybe we should make it stop putting buttons in your nose.
No.
Stop. Stop trying to pay parking meters with dollar bills. Stop punching cats in the butt.
I really appreciate your effort right now.
I'm just trying to jumpstart it. Try
what's
harder.
What's going on?
What do you mean?
Is it the girls up there?
Yeah, they're fucking... I told you, they're titillating tycoons.
Shit.
I could do try harder next time to kill yourself.
Note to self, think before you speak.
Hey.
Think before...
That was either a very backhanded or very front-handed insult.
See, it's also hard for it to not just be, like, sad, and for it to be funny sad.
Yeah.
Because I keep thinking of a lot of things that are just like, well, that's not really a joke. That's just really sad.
Yeah, like the thing I said about try harder next time to kill yourself. That would not be very funny. Like, try 2 bottles of pills next time.
Note to self, autoerotic asphyxiation, not all it's cracked up to be.
That's pretty good.
Are you on to a current high score?
That's good. That's the winner so far. Not all it's cracked up to me. That was like when I'll just say this is someone I know. I don't want to say their name because this is pretty embarrassing for them.
Right.
So like he was like, yeah, last time I can't even say it. Last time I was jerking off, I, like, stuck my pinky in my butthole. Not for me. that was his conclusion. Not for me.
Not for me.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you gotta commit. You gotta, if you're not stimulating the walnut, then what's even the point?
Yeah. Oh, God.
I feel like that's not perfect still. It's like erotic a little bit too education. It's a little bit too relying on like shock value or
yeah. Now that I actually see it in text, I don't really like it that much.
Alright.
Shit. God damn it.
Dang it.
This is hard.
Shit.
Fix up the shop. It's a dicky chip.
Yep.
It's hard to think of ideas when, like, nothing's... Like, there's nothing stimulating in the environment.
And you're yeah.
Just sitting... and just trying... For me, it's like I'm trying to pull a rabbit out of thin air. Like, I can't... I don't even know where to look.
You know what would be really great is if I could get some sort of chamber where it was like I was simultaneously showering and riding my bicycle and talking to you. Because then I could think of the ideas.
Exercise bike in the shower.
Yeah, exercise bike in the shower. I think that's... And just Skype it out, like kind of just streamline
just
it.
Like, yeah, I gotta go get some ideas.
Because the problem with both the bike and the shower are I can't write down an idea.
Yeah.
I have to remember it for like.
Well, if you ever become really rich,
what
you can design that into your house.
Yeah, I might just.
Yeah.
I'd probably pass the fuck out if I was doing exercise bike in a hot shower.
Yeah, you'd have to make it a colder shower.
Probably. Yeah, that would not be stimulation to my brain meat.
Yeah, doesn't make your pee pee real small.
Yeah. I was all slip slopping around on the bike seat.
Slip slopping. It's all slobberoni balls and around.
Yeah. You gotta watch out for the slobberoni balls.
Is it slobberoni balls or slobberoni balls?
Slop.
Okay. I like both.
Cause like pepperoni.
Okay.
Slobberoni.
Yeah.
But
I can't think of anything.
I just want to go back to the Banana Republic where I felt like I belonged. Maybe, like, note to self, you're going to need a lot more...
Dicks.
You're going to need a lot more...
Vicodin. Buttholes. Pizza. Bossy, 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 boss. Maybe, never mind. Shit.
I think this is the hardest thing we've ever had to do.
This is pretty hard. Because first we have to think of something from nothing. And then we have to, then it has to be funny in the exact way that we want it to be funny.
Yeah. Sometimes I think that our job's really easy, but not now.
It can be. I mean, it's never super easy because I still have to fucking make the comics.
Yeah, but... I know, but I'm right now I think it's not even possible. I'm like the person that I described before who's hypothetical.
Well, maybe what you'll do is we'll shut this production down right now and you'll have some time to shower and ride your bike. And you'll think it'll come to you, and you'll hop out of the shower and run through the streets naked, shouting "Eureka!"
Eureka! I've got sure thing.
I've got sure thing.
Or I'll be so distracted by the idea, and I'll be dedicated to remembering. I won't have.
You will no longer be dedicated to grammar.
Yeah. I want such facilities.
So you okay with that? Because I really don't think this is going to go anywhere fast.
Are you happy with the rest of it?
Should we make some reference, like, when you say where'd you get it, should we say something about, like, I thought they stopped making those 15 years ago or something like that? So, like, it's more clear that it's, like, an old.
I didn't really want to.
You don't want to draw too much attention to it?
Yeah, I don't want to be blatant about that.
Okay. That's probably better.
I don't want to be blatant or flagrant or fragrant.
I think maybe you want to, like, italicize this I.
I think maybe
I never said that.
Yeah.
I'm a one.
I think you should buy a shotgun and kill everyone above you.
That's probably, you know, that's probably a really good idea.
If you put all their heads next to each other, one shotgun blast would kill all of them.
Maybe.
I mean, who's counting, right?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
But I hate them. I want them to die. Jesus. This is possibly the worst audio recording ever done. I literally think that if a neo-Nazi just recorded himself, like, pooping...
I was going to say something much worse than pooping. But I won't.
Yeah. Whatever you were going to say, probably still better.
It's probably what you might expect a really enthusiastic neo-Nazi to do. I'll just say that.
Jesus. I don't even want to imagine.
I don't want to say it because I feel like it would be a slight against my family. So.
Oh, it'd kill all the Jews.
We'll just. No, no, it was worse. leave it up to your imagination. I might not actually be worse, but it sounds worse.
It's not good.
Yeah, not a good.
It's not a good thing.
It's not a good.
That's not so good.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, are you happy with the rest of it?
Yeah, I think it's great.
Aside from this one fucking line.
Feel free to tune it up if you want, but I think it's fun.
This line is my white whale.
Oh, wait, so why am I saying God, I'm sexy?
Oh, right. But...
We didn't write that. Shit.
What if you're just like,
I could be walking around shirtless. I don't know.
I mean, you just have shades on.
Maybe I just got out of the shower. And you ran into me in the hallway. I'm like, just wearing a towel.
What if you're wearing a towel and sunglasses? but you also have a talk boy on
actually
your
for some reason the fact that you can't only see my eyes makes this funnier to me, like,
yeah,
comic.
It does make it funny. It does make it really funny.
Yeah.
And the fact that you were in the shower and you only have a towel, but you're wearing sunglasses and you have a talk boy on your person is pretty fucking good.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, I'll write that down. But I'm just, like, saying it to you.
You're just saying it to yourself as you're walking by.
So
I feel like you're not facing me.
Oh, okay.
I also don't like the fact that the word attractive is repeated, but I don't know how else we can... I don't know how we can get around that.
You can say, what makes you think you're so hot?
But then... We wouldn't have the quote of the Playboy playing it back. The correct thing.
I think that might make it acceptable. I don't know.
Think so?
I mean, isn't that like the only way we can do it anyway?
Maybe if you say, I'm attractive universally, just so it doesn't end on the same word.
It sounds weird, though. I think universally doesn't sound as good as universally attractive.
Yeah.
Nobody would say that. It's a weird way to talk.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you're overthinking it.
Okay. If I'm overthinking it.
I think literally no one will care.
Okay, good. If literally no one will care, that is less than
I mean, besides you, of course.
The one person of me caring.
Yeah.
But, I guess I got my work cut out for me here, Cletus.
Sure do. Billy Bob Thornton.
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 Do you want to record again tomorrow, or are you busy?
I'm probably going to be busy tomorrow. I think I'm going to be finishing the comic and getting burritos, and I think my lady friend might be coming over, so.
Yo, lady friend!
Oh, Jesus. didn't I tell you?
You told me you were going to get one, I think, like at the store.
I was going to acquire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, it was a little bit, you know, I don't want to air out my dirty laundry, but it was a little bit tenuous for a while, but it's looking like it's good.
Shaping up to be a good thing.
Shaping up to be good, I hope.
Shaping up to be 1-2 Kathmandu.
Heard here first. Next time podcast, I will be engaged.
Eli's relationship status on the Super Brophy Brothers podcast has just gone from single to it's complicated. That's the like that when
complicated.
Yeah, that's when you know how Facebook has like pirate language.
Yeah.
Like you can, that's like racist Asian stereotype language. Like it says it's complicated.
All right.
Facebook, if you're listening, I want $100 for that idea. Fat hundo, right in my buck box.
I think you might be able to ask for a little bit more than that.
Really?
Maybe.
I thought they were like a $200 company. What is 100? How many zeros is that? I know what numbers are when they're written in as numbers, but when you start talking about words, I get confused. You know?
It's possibly one of the dumbest things you ever said to me.
It's like 100. What does that even mean? You tell me.
What does that mean? 200? I don't know.
Oh, man. Sometimes I wish we could just turn this retarded, idiotic banter into a comic. Like, it just that doesn't lend itself to
it. Nah, it doesn't. That's what the podcast is for.
It's too nonsensical and disconnected. I guess so. I guess you've got a point there.
Yeah. And if people would just fucking pay for it, we could be rich.
If anyone would just pay us enough money for us to be rich, we'd be rich.
You realize that if everybody who listened to this paid, like, not even a dollar.
We'd have, like, $80.
Once a week. We could get. Or every time, I guess, every few times a week. But $80.
If everyone who listened to this just gave us, like, 15% of their paycheck, we wouldn't even have to work.
That's true.
We'd be kind of doing well.
We'd be doing great, yeah. We'd be doing pretty damn well.
I wish there was a way to leech money from people's souls.
Yeah.
So far, I can only leech souls from people's souls.
I was going to say, all I've been able to do is get part of their soul. I haven't been able to give that to, like, a money changer and have them give me U.S. dollars for it yet.
I'm going
to
take a note of that.
Because, like, souls are a currency in some realms, but not in ours. Maybe once we have, like, a trans-dimensional border crossing technology and we go to the soul chasm, then we'll be able to transfer it.
Okay.
You haven't heard anything I've been saying, right? Because you're writing stuff.
I've heard it, but I'm not fully processing it. I you know, I'm kind of semi-processing it.
Well, you'll get it later.
I think a lot of what I was trying to determine was, is this something I need to respond to, or is this just a bunch of bullshit?
Well, it you know, not mutually exclusive there. Could be either
right.
And both.
Right. 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 Right.
Left.
Right.
Left. Alright. I'm out of here.
What?
I'm out of here.
That's a car.
Duh.
You're not a car.
Man, keep delivering the hits.
You're a who man.
Alright, I don't think I can do this anymore.
Yeah, well, eat dicks in hell, buddy.
Alright, peace out.
Later.
Bye.
Shorty just vanished on me. She disappeared and yet I do not have no damage on me. Sometimes I feel she's a burden I can't manage on me. She say I'm cocky cause I got all of the cameras on me. But is it my fault or is it your self-esteem that got you feeling like you're a prisoner to my dream? Parents just don't understand and neither do y'all. You wanna hype me up to leave me there but I don't blue ball. And I say move on. Used to tell you that them guys will cheat you any day. And then you left but fuck it, I don't need you anyway. The mentality of love gone wrong. Here, the world work it out, but we just don't get along. Yeah, I know it's messed up, we all affected. Try to get through and it come rejected. Ain't that a shame? If I was ever close to your fragile frame, I'd be looking for the words, playing Scrabble games. If you ever see me talking to myself, I'm just running through the words I have to say to you. Is it over or is it too soon to tell you? Myself away from you.
Round and round we go, baby. No, I don't know.